Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams, and now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here first Friday in 2022. Getaway Friday, January the 7th, 2022, 13 and a half minutes past the hour, joined in studio by Angie Evers. Angie, now a big thing this year in regard to the cold weather, you mentioned taking your pets out in the morning, is pet care in the cold weather. So what do you do? What precautions do you take?
Well, I mean, my dogs, they wear sweaters, but, I mean, if it was really cold, I would probably put a sweater on them. I don't know if sweaters help, if they make it worse, I don't know.
I'm not sure what you're supposed to do. I mean, if you're just letting your dogs out to use the restroom, is there some type of protocol you're supposed to go to? You're just letting them out and right back in, right?
Yeah.
So what animals...
I mean, they won't stay out long anyway because they don't care for the cold because they're little. So they're not like a big husky or something and love the snow. But
well, does anybody have any like tips about this pet care in the winter? I have no idea because I don't have any pets.
I actually learned something today. I learned that you're not supposed to put blankets out for, say, like, I have a little box set up for, I don't know, a couple different stray cats come in and they eat. So I always leave food and water out, but I put a box and put some really soft blankets in there. But I guess you're not supposed to put blankets in there, which I had no idea. You're supposed to use straw because straw, I guess, pulls the moisture away.
Who's got straw laying around their house?
Well, you'd have to go buy it.
Oh, I see. I don't know. Does anybody have any pet tips? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I mean, I think you just let them out and let them back in. If you have animals that are outside all the time, you can't leave them out. I think that's common sense. I don't know
people wouldn't leave their animals out, like, tied up on a chain or something. I don't think I would. I would not like that.
But I don't... If it's... I don't know. Like, what do you do with a horse? What do you do?
I mean, they have a barn. You know, they'd be protected. But, you know, I guess in barns, you know, you use straw. I guess I didn't think about that. So, but I guess I didn't realize. I thought I was giving them a nice, soft place to lay.
You know, I'm sure it's fine. I think people over-dramatize these things.
I don't know.
What is the blanket going to do that's so bad?
Hold in moisture, and then they'll freeze to death.
Hold in what kind of moisture?
Like if the cat is wet. It says things like blankets and towels, it says they soak up moisture like a sponge and make the shelter wet and cold. So they say you're supposed to use straw.
Yeah, but yours is not outside.
Well, yeah, I know it's not outside. I guess what if the cat came in wet?
Well, why would a cat go to that if it was a colder place? I think they're going to it because it is a warmer place.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, cats are not dumb.
No. I mean, I don't know. I guess I just didn't realize that you should use straw.
Well, like I say, if anybody's got any pet tips, give us a buzz. 740-383-9944. Maybe not a lot of pet lovers out there or people who have pets. Pets are a big job. You know, like you have to get up early to let them out.
I do.
And you have to go home in the middle of things and make sure they're out. And right. It's difficult.
But if you're an animal lover, you do it because you love your animals.
Well, that's right. But I don't think I dislike animals. I just think I know that it's such a commitment.
Well, that's okay. If I die, I have already said that you get my dogs.
Well, I like your dogs.
Are you going to take my cats, too?
Well, I probably would. I took somebody else's cats when they kicked away. And that cat lived forever. Well, 5 years, I think. 4 or 5 years. I didn't think it was going to live that long. I wouldn't have taken it.
Oh, well, my cats are still young. They're only probably, like, 5. They're sisters. And so, you know, if I die tomorrow, you're stuck with them for, like, you know, 20 years.
Cats live 20 years?
They probably could.
Well, that's a long time.
I really don't know how long cats live. I never have had cats, because my dad was not a cat lover, just because he had bad experience. So we never had cats growing up. So I've taken care of cats. Cats seem to find their way to me because I think they know that I will feed them. I've had 2 cats that came to my house crying because they were hungry. And then they just kind of stayed because, you know, if you feed a cat, then they kind of just hang out and stay. So I took care of one for a couple years and then it disappeared. And then the other one I took in and cared for. I would let him in the house in the winter, which probably wasn't a good idea because I didn't want him to stay outside. But he was an old cat. I think he was a house cat at one point because I would let him in the house and he would just climb up on the chair and just curl up in a ball and go to sleep. But when I took him in, he was covered with like cat lice. I mean, I obviously didn't let him in my house when he had the lice, but luckily, I didn't even know cats had lice or could get lice, but he had something. I'm sure it was cat lice. I don't know. But anyway, bugs were crawling all over him. So I ended up giving him a bath outside, and I think we got rid of all the lice things that were on him, and he ended up being a pretty good cat, but he was old, and he liked to get into cat fights. So he ended up, I don't know, one day I thought he was going to die, so I had to take him to the vet. So we got him fixed, but probably a year later, he kept getting into fights and more fights because he was a male, and I don't know. His face got all tore up and he disappeared one day. So I don't know if he died or if somebody picked him up because he didn't look good. I don't know.
Hard to tell.
Yeah, but I was really sad when he didn't come back because I really liked him.
You know, I think I have a trauma with pets because at one point I did have a cat and it got hit by a car. And, you know, I was okay with that. But the people who I was living with at the time were very traumatized by this. And I had to pick up the cat and put the cat in a box and put it under the back porch because they wanted the cat to be cremated. And it was just so traumatic for them that when there's something traumatic going on in your home like that, it rubs off on you. Because if other people aren't happy and are crying and are sad, you know, what are you supposed to do? I think that bothers me. I don't get a whole lot of emotion about things like that, but other people get very emotional, and that's hard to watch.
Yeah. I was really sad when my dog died last year. I was really sad. Nally was sad. Everybody was sad. I mean, it's hard.
That's why I just, you know, that type of stuff is, I think about that too when I think about having animals.
Yeah, but I'd rather take care of them. I mean, I know it's something you have to go through, but that's just, you have to go through that with people too.
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
So. I don't, it's a trauma. And I don't know when this pet cremation started.
It's been going on for a while.
Yeah, but I wonder why that became a thing. Is that hard to let go? I don't know.
Of your pets?
Yeah. I mean, is that the reason for it?
Probably.
Because people are now making money on this. Pretty good money.
Oh, I'm sure.
And I don't even know that they really do it. I mean, how would you really know?
Well, I mean, we got our dog, he was cremated last year, and me and Allie took him when we had to put him down, and I got him from the pound, and I mean, I got him from the pound when he was just a puppy, and he was only like, I don't know, he was just a month old. He wasn't very old at all, a couple months old, and I only paid $16 for him.
Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, in the city, it's illegal to bury a cat or dog in the ground.
Now, how would they know?
Well, there's a lot of nosy neighbors watching you.
Well, that's when you take the shovel and you whack the neighbor.
Yeah.
If they're out there looking. I think people do it all the time.
Oh, yeah, people do it all the time, but technically, you know, and that's the reason why, you know, a lot of people do it. I had my dog cremated.
Well, what's the illegality of it? I mean, what's their big problem with that? What if you own the house?
Well, it still doesn't matter. If you live in the city, you know, you're not allowed to bury your pet on your property. Just like you live in the city, you're not allowed to shoot a gun even though you own the property.
So what are you supposed to do with it?
Cremate, or these pet cemeteries. Pet cemeteries are getting big anymore.
Now, where's a pet cemetery around here?
I don't know.
See, I don't think anybody... I don't even think we have a pet cemetery in Marion.
I don't think we have one in Marion, but I know they're around.
That's a good question.
I got another gas bill. $117.
Hmm. Well, it's been a cold month. Now, what do you leave your thermostat set at?
72 or 73. Depends on if I got a little chill one.
Well, yeah, it probably... You should get on the budget.
Oh, I don't want to get on budget.
Well, you would pay very average cost. Because how much did you say your bill was?
$117.
Well, in the summer, you're probably only paying like $20. So your bill would probably be on average like $60 a month all year round.
No, during the summer, I'm paying more than that. My hot water heater's kind of old.
Oh. Well, so how much do you think you pay in the summer?
$30,
$40. Yeah, so I'd probably be about $70, $80 then every month.
But normally I don't have, in a year, you know, during the winter season, I may get one over 100.
Well, it's been...
Only, you know, that's it, just one over 100. Now I've had two, you know, one right at $100 and 117. And we a cold months ago yet.
Well, but I think it's been particularly cold. I mean, in my house, I leave my thermostat set at 72, and I notice that it runs constantly. And it's been running constantly almost since probably the end of October. I mean, we really did not have much of a fall. It just kind of went right into certainly below 72 degree weather.
I heard those propane tanks you buy are getting expensive at places, too. Used to get one for about $30, but I don't know how much they are now.
Now, I just paid my gas bill today. It was $68, but I'm on the budget.
Yeah, see, the budget, that's usually where people are budgeted at, even when they have the heat on high in the winter, because the summer is so low.
Yeah, your budget might go up, but it's not going to go up when you spread it out over 12 months. It'll you know, you're not going to feel what it that bad.
Right, and my understanding is in February and March this year, it's supposed to be average temperatures. We were told January was going to be cold by that Farmer's Almanac woman, but she said February and March were supposed to be, you know, average. So I think this will probably be it for particularly cold temperatures. But January's awful. I mean, it's dark, it's cold, it's the days are short. It's January's a bad month.
There's not a whole lot going on during January.
No, and it's a long month. It's 31 days.
It can be a bad thing for restaurants and stuff too, because, you know, the holidays is over. People's spend a lot of money. It's cold. They don't feel like going out, or they don't have the money. They, you know.
Well, it's interesting because we don't realize it, but in October we change the clocks and we start to see the weather change. But in October, everybody's geared up for Halloween, and then as soon as Halloween's over, you gear up for Thanksgiving, and then as soon as Thanksgiving's over, you gear up for Christmas, and then as soon as Christmas is over, you gear up for New Year's. And by the time January 2nd comes, you don't realize that it has gotten cold and dark. And once you take all those holidays away, all those lighted up fun times, you're just left with January, where there is nothing.
Now you get depressed.
And you get depressed. January is a very depressing month for a lot of people. It's the hardest month for me to get out of bed. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah, and Andrew was talking about tying a dog up outside. I heard on TV the other day that this one state's made it illegal to do that now.
Yeah.
I forget what state it was, but...
I mean, I personally think that's a good idea. I can't imagine having a dog tied out. Ugh. I mean, I'm a animal lover, so I don't know.
Well, I don't think it's bad maybe tie an animal out, but as long as you, you know, interact with it, you know, let it loose a little bit with you during the day. Just for an animal to sit out there, and the only time he gets to see anybody is when he gets fed.
Yeah.
You know, it is bad for an animal. We had an animal, a dog, that ended up being tied out all the time, but he was kind of mean, so we ended up having to keep him, you know, tied up.
Yeah.
But I feel bad because, you know, his fur got matted up, and, you know, it's not a life to be tied up out there.
Right.
No, it's unfortunate. Well, hey, thanks for calling in.
Yep.
Bye-bye. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 30 minutes past the hour on this Getaway Friday. You know, I don't know if there's a pet cemetery in Marion. I've never heard of it.
I don't think there is. I just looked it up. There's one in Ontario, Columbus, Reynoldsburg. There's an Angel Refuge Pet Cemetery in Ontario. That's probably the closest one to us.
So what exactly are you supposed to do then? If you can't bury it and there's no cemetery, what are you supposed to do?
You take it to the vet, and I would imagine they dispose of the animal.
What's the difference between the city and the county?
I don't know. Are you even allowed to bury your pets out in the county? I thought it was because they don't want the animals to get in the water system.
Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Angie. How are you?
Oh, good.
Good. I just wanted to tell you, if anything ever were to happen to you, I would take care of your cats and dogs.
Aw. Okay, good.
Well, at least you got a backup.
Yeah, I do.
Now, do you have any pet tips?
Actually, I'm the one that talked to Angie earlier today about the straw.
Oh, okay. Now,
go ahead. I'm sorry.
No. Do you understand this thing about burying pets in the city, and we don't have a pet cemetery? Where do you take them?
I've always had mine cremated.
Well, that's nice.
Yes.
See, I think
yes.
A lot of people do.
I have three dogs, and I have a cat and a foster cat. So they are my family, most definitely. I don't have any kids. I chose not to have kids. I'm just not really a kid person, but I do love my pets very much.
Now, what's a foster cat?
What's a foster cat? Okay, I am a volunteer with Homeless to Home, and as of right now, I have a cat that I'm fostering. His name is OJ, and he's 15 years old. And unfortunately, what happened was he was surrendered along with a few other cats. The owner has cancer, and she's dying.
Oh, that's sad.
Yes, very much.
So she wasn't into pets anymore?
Well, she had to find a place for them because the family wasn't able to take care of them. So she found a Homeless to Home.
Well, that's good.
Here in Marion.
That's good.
Vicki, can you tell us what Homeless to Home does?
Homeless to Home, they take in any animal, okay? And that's at any time. So, but they mainly, where she's located now, they have cats. So she has the intake area, which that's when, you know, they first bring the cats in. And then she has the sanctuary as well. So when you go back towards the sanctuary, there's like, they call it the kennel area. Reason being is because when her mom first started this, they had dogs that they rescued, but then as her mom got older, things got a little harder for them. So they also figured out that there were more cats that, you know, I mean, there's so many stray cats that need help. And really, to be honest, with dogs, there's more resources than there are with cats. So anyways, as you go through the kennel area, and then she's got the sanctuary in the back, and she has it all fenced in. And she has where there's catwalks, there's benches back there where people can go and they can visit with the cats. It's a pretty cool place.
Well, that's interesting. Now, it seems like there would be a lot of cats there.
There are, yes.
What happened to Catwoman in Marion? Do you know about Catwoman?
Okay, I'm not certain, but I think that they have referred to Janine as being the Catwoman, but she's not actually the Catwoman. So.
No, I can't remember Catwoman's name.
No, I know who you're talking
about.
Yeah,
who was Catwoman? Oh. What was her name?
Okay, then I'm not sure who you're talking about, Scott.
Yeah, he's talking about somebody else.
No, this was a lady who had a lot of cats.
I don't think she has any.
This is a rescue. So Janine, basically what she's done is her garage is like huge, okay? And that's where she started everything, was there. So, and that would be the intake area. So that's where you'll see most of the cats, like I said, that first come in. And then they have volunteers there during the day. So there's times that, you know, they're cleaning the cages and such, and the cats are free to roam, you know, run and play and whatever they may do. But now in the kennel area, it's a little different. They have free roam. So it being where the doggy doors are, they can go in and out.
Now, where is this located?
This is located, it's right beside the dollar store, out past the mall.
Oh, okay. And if you find an animal in your neighborhood, like a stray cat, can you just take it out there?
Well, what you need to do is you need to call, okay? So they're aware that you are coming out, if that's possible. So, but they, Janine spends, she doesn't hardly get any sleep, to be honest with you. So, I mean, there's people that's taking cats out there late at night, early in the morning.
Well, that's good of her. Janine, is she married?
Yes, she is.
Oh, and he's okay with this, huh?
Oh, yeah, he is. He is. Like I said, her and her mom's the one that actually started it, and this was before he came into the picture. But he's been very supportive.
Can you go out there and get an animal?
Yes, you can.
Now, does it cost money?
Yes, it does.
Oh,
but
okay.
It's worth it, though. It's worth it because, you know, you have the adoption fee, but the adoption fee includes being fully vetted. So basically everything that they, you know, need.
Now, what is the adoption fee?
You know what? That's a good question. I don't know. You have to, like, call there and find out. But it all depends, too. You know, because you've got the kittens, you've got the youngsters, as Janine would call them, and then the older cats.
Well, that's interesting. Well, hey, thanks for the information and thanks for listening.
Yep. Right. No problem, Scott.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Angie.
Bye.
All right. Well, that's a lot of information. Very interesting. Now, what did happen to Catwoman? I don't even remember her name, but she used to come by the station all the time when we were in the mall. I remember one time Terry bought her, it was either cat food or litter. Because I can remember it was laying behind the desk at the radio station. Does anybody know who I'm talking about, Catwoman? I can't think of her name.
I know who you're talking about.
Well, right, but is she dead?
No.
How do you know?
Because I seen her not that long ago.
Well, where is she?
Well, I don't know. Probably at her house.
Maybe this person knows where Catwoman is. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Yes, her name was Sue Millweiser.
Sue?
She was on the corner of Stacey and Silver Street.
Sue Millweiser. Where is old Sue Millweiser?
I have no idea, but the last time I ever saw her, she said that her girls wanted her to give up the house and give up all of her animals, but I also heard that they took some of her cats away because I think at one time she had like, what, 30 or 40 in her house.
So she's not living where she used to?
I don't think so, but whoa, the smell of that place, even outside, it was horrible.
Now, where was, for people who don't remember, where was this again?
It was, she lived right on the corner of Fahey and Silver Street in the big yellow house right there on the corner.
All right. Well, hey, thank you for calling.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yes, Sue Millweiser. I never knew where she lived. I never went and smelled her house. But, wonder what became of old Sue. Last time I talked to her, she had been bitten, I think, by a dog. And I think she was trying to sue somebody. Because she was having trauma from that. I don't know. Does anybody know what happened to Catwoman? Old Sue Millweiser? She's one of these characters in Marion who, kind of gives the city a little color. 740-383-9944. I know she used to listen to the station, but I have not heard from her.
She's still around.
Is she?
Yeah. I don't think she has all the cats she used to. But.
So she's not the Catwoman anymore?
No.
Well, that's a shame. You know, I remember her in the same category of, like, Don Fleming. You know, those type of people.
What?
Characters.
Right. If you ever met her, you would remember her.
Oh, yeah. Well, I did.
Yeah.
Many times I met her.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to remember if Terry gave her cat food or litter. I don't remember. I just remember there was a big bag behind the desk for her.
Mm-hmm. Maybe we can go... You know, I would like to take you out to the Humane Society and the Dog Pound, and maybe we can visit Homeless to Home so you can see what it's like.
Well, sure, why not?
Me and Allie went out there one time, and we didn't know, I don't know how they do things now anymore, that would have been a good question to ask, but we just stopped by one day, this has probably been like 3 years ago, and they were kind of like, questioning what we were there for. Like, I mean, as in, like, I don't think they weren't expecting us. We just kind of showed up out of the blue, and I think you were probably supposed to call and make an appointment or whatnot, but they still let us walk around. So it was just very overwhelming to see all the cats, but I mean, it's amazing what they do there. So, and it's really neat how they have the outside area for the cats, and I mean, it's a really neat place.
Well, that's nice.
It's a great place to adopt, too.
Well, you don't want to see animals abused.
No.
Phone lines are open. Anything on your mind tonight, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz.
I mean, all my animals that I've ever got, well, except one, I have got from a shelter or the pound. I mean, they've always been the best dogs. There was one I got, he was a little snippy. He was really the only one that wasn't a great dog. He kind of snipped at everybody, but he passed away a couple years ago. And then, when I was younger, I bought a dog from a breeder. down in Columbus, which I would never, ever, ever, ever do that again. I mean, some people, you know, that's how they make a living, and which is fine, but I don't know. There's something about the animals that you rescue. They're, I don't know, special.
So, interesting.
Yeah.
You know what's strange? This week I was telling somebody how, you know, we had Betty White's manager on the other day, Jeff Witches, and I was talking about how I had, I think off the air or I read, I don't even remember what it was, but that she was not having a funeral, that she didn't want people to make a fuss, and all of a sudden people thought she was going to be cremated, but I don't know.
Oh, I hadn't heard anything about
that. No, she's not cremated. She just didn't want a funeral. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, you need to call up to one of the Doc concerts and have them come on your program in the morning and answer everybody's questions.
Yeah, that wouldn't be bad. We might have to find a vet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One of the concerts.
Yeah. Well, I'll see what I can do.
All right.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, 740-383-9944. Yeah. But I don't know why that people thought that she was cremated because she didn't want a funeral.
Well, I don't know. I guess I hadn't heard anything about that.
Oh, there was all kinds of rigmarole this week.
This week was so busy. It was such a busy week at work. It was actually crazy. So, I think it's just, I don't know, working in the medical field this time of year is crazy. So,
I think her manager said she didn't want to fuss.
Yeah.
I'm for that.
You don't want a funeral?
No. I don't understand them. I don't get it. I don't know what, I don't know the redeeming quality in it. I can't figure it out. I've never been to one that gave me any, anything.
So you're just going to die and then go to the funeral home and...
Buried. Yep. I don't want... I have said this over and over. I do not want people seeing me. I don't understand that. And, what? See, here's the problem with a funeral. People come, or nobody comes, all depending on what's going on at that time. And then somebody gets up and talks who doesn't know you. And that's it. You leave. And then everybody goes and has dinner. Well, to me, this does not seem an important ritual. You know, when your time is up, your time is up.
I don't know. I don't know what my kids would do if I die. I don't know what they will plan. But I've always said you can donate my body to science and I don't
care.
But
it comes back.
Well, yeah, they can do whatever with it. I mean, it's like you're dead anyway. But, you know, if I can help in any type of research, I'm all for that.
Well, I just don't mind being dead. Some people have a very big block against it. I mean, I don't want to die, but what can you do?
Nothing.
So why complain?
Right. I don't know.
Just ride off.
Well, you're going to have a vet on. That's probably something you've never done before.
No. I've never had a vet on.
You've had Betty White's agent.
Yes, I have. I have had Betty White's agent.
No vet. I cannot say the word. Veterinarian. Is that how you say it?
Veterinarian?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Maybe people would be interested, but I don't know.
I think people would be.
Well, it's possible.
I think there's a lot of animal lovers out there.
Could be. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, you guys was talking about people donating their body to science. A friend of my mom's who lived with us, when she died, she donated her body to science. and I got a letter in the mail saying that they was going to inter her in Reynoldsburg, and I had to call them and tell them that I wanted the ashes back, and then they mailed them to me. But they don't just automatically send the ashes back. At least the Ohio State doesn't.
But they pay to have them put somewhere?
I guess. I mean, they was going to inter her in some cemetery in Reynoldsburg, which would not work for me, because that's Reynoldsburg, and I'm here. So I called and asked them if I could have the ashes back, and they just mailed them to me.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah.
See, I'm not into the ashes, though. I don't know. There's just something about that to me that I don't like.
Well, to each their own. I mean, some people don't want to be... I know a lot of people that go with cremation because it's cheaper.
Right, and you know, that I don't understand either. This death, for me, is not the time to be thrifty.
Well, I mean, the way with, you know, you were talking about funerals and all that. Funerals are for the living. The dead person doesn't care. They're not there. That's all for the living. So they can say their last goodbyes and talk about the old times and whatnot. But, yeah, that's all funerals are.
Well, see, but I mean, like with Betty White, who did not want one. Now, obviously, I think a lot of people would have come to her funeral, but I think she just didn't like that fuss. She didn't like the idea that there would be a fuss. And I think that's what a funeral is for a lot of people.
Yeah, Andy Griffith did the same thing. He died and was put in the ground really quick after he died. No muss, no fuss, no funeral, no service, no nothing.
No, and you know what? People really don't go away. You know, that's the funny thing now. People like that, Betty White and Andy Griffith, they're around forever. And I think they know that in some way.
When you have somebody close to you that dies, I mean, they're never really gone. They live in your heart forever.
Well, and in your mind.
Yeah. I mean, I lost my mom 28 years ago, and I still almost think about her every day.
Yeah. And, you know, I think after a certain point, it turns into a pleasant thought.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I still remember the bad times, but, I mean, there's, you know, we don't talk about the bad times. I just remember them.
Right. Well, I understand. I understand. Well, hey, thanks for calling.
Yeah.
Bye-bye. Yeah, it's a pickle.
Well, I get to hear my dad every day on the radio.
Well, that's again. I mean, I think there's that's...
But, I mean, that's not normal. Most people don't get to say they hear their mom or dad on the radio every day. But
no, but, you know, I think that, you know, let's say I drop dead tonight. People could Google me. There's so much on YouTube. You know, I'll be there.
Oh, yeah. And, I mean, there's YouTube of my dad. On all your shows.
Right. So where are we going? We're not going anywhere.
Right.
It's nice to have a legacy like that. I think when you work in the arts, when you work in the broadcasting, like Sidney Poitier today, you work in the arts, you work in television, you work in radio, people really don't... there's a moment where you're very sad because they're gone, but then they're still around. You still hear them. You still, you can refer back to them. All kinds of interesting stuff. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, what do you think about vigils?
Vigils, like candlelight vigils?
Well, a lot of times when people die, they have a vigil where people all get together, you know.
Well, you know, those are usually planned by other people. I think funerals, for the most part, unless it's something very tragic and very unexpected, are planned by the person who's dying. So,
Yeah, a lot of times.
Right, so I don't think you can stop somebody from having a vigil, and you're not...
Well, I wouldn't want to stop somebody from having a vigil, but, you know, I know a couple, they had a child die, and they had a vigil, I don't know, for the first couple of months all the time, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, well, that's a little much.
You know, and when somebody dies on, you see it on TV, you know, they always have vigils for them, you know, especially if they die of violence or something like that, but...
Well, I mean, whatever makes people feel better, I guess.
you know, to me, I'm just like you. I'm not into the funerals that much, and I don't care about having a showing either, but...
No, I think laying down is bad.
You know, sometimes, you know, people grieve in different ways, but, you know, I don't want to put my grief out there in front of people constantly, you know?
Well, you know, a lot of times celebrities do not have things like that.
Right.
And I think it's because they feel they've had a good life, they feel they've enjoyed it, and they don't want that sadness.
Yeah.
I mean, it's okay. Phyllis Diller told me once that death is the perfect ending to a beautiful experience that life is. And I think that's, if more people accepted that, I think it'd be okay.
Yeah, I like listening to her when you have her on.
Yeah, she was a very positive woman.
Here's one thing I wanted to ask you.
Oh, go ahead.
You know that guy that does, Mrs. Harding?
Yes.
You have him on there all the time.
Well, we're trying to make him popular.
Oh.
We want Florence Harding to live forever.
But I don't hear too much about Harding on there very often, you know, the guy that does Harding, but you have that, you know, Mrs. Sure. Harding on there all the time.
You don't enjoy listening to Mrs. Harding? Hearing the story? I think her life's just more interesting than Warren Harding's, to be honest.
Well, that could be true.
Yeah. Well, that's interesting. I found him very interesting. Let's put it that way.
Okay, well, you know, don't matter to me. I'll listen to whatever.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yep.
Bye-bye. Well?
You can always tell the shows that are on repeat.
Oh, yeah. Shermer. Florence. Shermer picks up a lot. I don't know why that gets randomly thrown in.
Madge,
yep.
Who else?
Phyllis Diller.
Yeah, Phyllis Diller gets played a lot.
Uh-huh. Well, it's just because I think of those like reruns. Like, you know, you watch that Game Show Network or any of those channels, sub-channels. They replay the same stuff all the time. I mean, how many times do I have to see the Prostagenics Larry King commercial? You know, that's a half hour. Or that guy with the food dehydrator. Or that dump cake woman. Remember the dump cake woman? Oh, whatever happened to her? I should get her on the show, old Mrs. Dump Cake. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I haven't heard you say anything about Lighting Boy's Color.
Yeah, haven't. You know, it's sad that nothing has come of that so far. I hope one day it pops up, but the money's still there. The $1,000 reward is still there, but nobody has turned up anything yet.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe someday it'll show up.
We hope they got it. There's $1,000 waiting on them. Thank you.
I got an idea.
What's that?
Maybe we need to make a TikTok about Laddie Boy's Collar, and then, you know, TikTok, it'll go viral. Okay, that it'll hit 1 million watches, and then maybe somebody will realize that there's a reward, and we'll get the collar back.
I still don't know what it is somebody wants with that collar. Laddie Boy's dog collar. What in the world would you want with it? Go ahead, caller.
You know, I'm trying to figure out why I'm so depressed.
Oh, no. Did we depress you tonight?
I was just laying here in a pile. No, I wanted to share a traumatic experience.
Oh, go ahead.
Pets. Many years ago, I had this cat that he was the one. His name was Gizzy, and Gizzy got sick. Well, we took him to the vet, and the prognosis was not good. So he stayed the night, and the next morning the phone rang, and it was the vet, and he said that he didn't make it. Well, I was just, you know, I was jello right there on the spot. And I couldn't talk, so I had the phone to my husband. He talked to him a while, and pretty soon he got off then. And after crying and stuff, and, you know, he got me calmed, and he said they're going to cremate him. And, of course, I just, I almost lost it again. You know, I thought, what? Because we had always buried our pets, always. And, of course, he had already made the arrangement and all that sort of stuff. So I was so upset by it that a few days after, you know, he passed and everything, I went outdoors out by my patio where I had thrown some of his fur when I would brush him. And I gathered that up and brought it in the house and hid it in an envelope and hid it.
No, you know what? People grieve in different ways. And I think people can grieve any way they like it. I never look at anything like that as being out of the ordinary, because I think it's, if it makes somebody feel better, that's okay. I think time does heal all, in a way. And, I don't know. I've always said this about life and death. I don't think people can ever fully grasp the idea that they're not going to be around anymore. Even if you tell them, I just don't think, they could be 99 years old. I mean, when Betty White died, people acted like, oh my goodness. And I was thinking, well, yeah, I mean, I'm sad that she died, but she was 99 years old. I mean, nobody's living forever.
But it just showed you how much she was loved. And if those two dimples that she had didn't have something to do with it, do you ever look at those beautiful dimples?
Absolutely. And I think, you know, she just had a thing that people liked having her appear in things and be around. But I think that she was is really what we should celebrate, and that she did have impact. You know, it's not always the time you have. It's the impact you made. A lot of people are here forever. A lot of people live to be, you know, 116, 17 now. But what do they do?
Right.
You know, but I think that she made a great impact on people, and it's just hard for people to wrap their mind around the idea that they're not going to be here anymore. But I think if they would wrap their mind around the idea that people don't really go away. I mean, we were in the cemetery a week ago. Look, and I showed Angie where Madge was buried. I hadn't been there in quite a while. We went looking for Bob Mason's grave. We couldn't find it. We'll have to go back and look for that. But, you know, I'm sure when Bob Mason died in 1966, he did not think that Angie and I would be looking for his grave in 2022.
Isn't that something?
Yeah, so I think... that's the silver lining, I think, in all this.
And also, my babies, since that time, they are buried right and proper.
That's good. That's good.
Yeah.
Well, hey, thank you for calling.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. All right. Phone lines are open. We got about a minute left. 740-383-9944. It is a little bit of a depressing subject, but I just don't know. I look at Sidney Poitier, who's passed away today, and Betty White, who passed away a week ago today. And, you know, people are going all the time right now. And this pandemic is a very scary thing for people. You read the obituaries, and you're seeing people in their 20s and 30s. And listen, life is a game of cards, I guess.
Oh, I know. Well, if I die, will you put in my obituary? I don't have anything wrote out. I don't have anything planned. I have nothing. But will you just tell people what I died of so people would, I wonder what she died of. Just put what I died of. I don't care to tell people.
Oh, you wanted in the obituary what you died from.
Yeah. That way people know. Because it's always a question. Like, you're always wondering, well, I wonder what they died from.
I would like it put, died from extreme boredom.
What?
Yeah, you just put that right in there. Why not? All right, we're done. Hey, it was a fun Friday night. Thanks for everybody who called in and participated. Remember, Lee, you were the winner of the big sand sodas today. You can pick that up Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday next week between 4 and 5. Keep on listening to your favorite station, WWGH Radio. I'm sure Florence Harding and Madge and Phyllis Diller will be on at some point overnight. So keep on listening and enjoy. Say goodnight, Angie.
Goodnight.
Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
And just be kind. It's so easy. It's so simple. And I've seen rooms change because